there'll be no action taken.
Right. Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, Director Husplin and Deputy Director Windrup. My name is Dave Kaplan. I'm the Director of Budget and Government Affairs in the Director's Office. And I'm here to present on three agenda items for a series of rules really having to do with licensing. And just wanted to share that I've been working with the group on our first floor of the Natural Resource Building. We've got a hotshot team down there. Our sales and marketing group are great. Our economic analysts are very thorough and detailed-oriented. And this project's been supported by a really neat staff person who's been a project manager. So I'm here on behalf of a lot of really good work and presenting some rules. So the first one. As background, let's just talk about license packages. License packages are simply the result of combining two or more standalone licenses or endorsements into a discounted product. The legislature has established some license packages in statute, such as you can get a deer, elk, bear, cougar license as a standalone license. You can get a discounted small game license with that package as well. We have an annual combination license or a one-day fishing license. Those are all examples of packages in statute. But the legislature also provided you the authority to create license packages that are the sum of the various component parts sold at or lower than that cumulative price. We hear a lot of ideas about license packages, whether it's from our customers that are looking for a convenient option. Hey, why can't we have all this bundled into one where I just have a single button? And we'll hear that same perspective from our retail dealers. We partner with over 550 businesses that sell our fish and wildlife licenses. They're looking for that one button. Opportunity. When a customer comes in and says, hey, what does it take for me to hunt waterfowl? Well, it's, you know, small game, it's migratory bird authorization, it's the migratory bird permit, etc. Folks are interested in having those opportunities. I think this also really helps, well, it certainly helps with our marketing opportunities to be able to point to these packages and promote the different licenses the department sells. And it assists with our recruitment, retention, and reactivation efforts, oftentimes called R3. When an individual has a license package, they might be more inclined, because they already have the document in their pocket, they might be more inclined to, when they get that invite to go crabbing, to say, all right, you know, I've got this endorsement, never tried it, let's give it a whirl. So this rule has to do with fund distribution. And in particular, the legislature for each of our licenses tells us where the revenue is deposited. But it's essentially silent to where the funding is distributed for different license packages other than those already in statute. And so here we have our statute that you have the authority to create discounted licenses, but there isn't express authority about where that discount is absorbed across the different fund sources. And so in consultation with the Attorney General's office, they'll remind us that you all have deference on how we're interpreting Title 77. And so we thought it would be good to be transparent and indicate this is exactly how we're going to distribute funding when we have a discount from a license package. So that's the purpose of this rule. So let's just go through a hypothetical license package. Say there's the commission wants to create a license package where the base license is $16 and there's an endorsement for $4. The $16 goes into a non-restricted portion of the state wildlife account. The $4 endorsement's a restricted component. And the commission says, hey, let's create this bundle. We'll sell it for $15, 25% discount. Where do we apply that 25% discount? The proposed rule says let's apply that discount proportionally to all of the component accounts. So in this hypothetical example, it'd be $12 would go towards the non-restricted side of the state wildlife account, $3 would go to the endorsement, and the total package would be sold for $15. What we're proposing in this rule is to just have it apply for rural packages that were developed after January 1st of 2017. So the only rural package that's been created since that date is the Fish Washington license package. We'll be talking about that a little bit further on another agenda item. We're also proposing that this go into effect for the next license year. That license year starts on April 1st, but those products go on sale on December 1st. So we would work behind the scenes within our wild system to set up all the account structures for those licenses that are sold for license year 2020 and do that later this fall. So just turning to the Fish Washington license to give you a real world example from the kind of cartoonish one that I presented earlier. The Fish Washington license is a combination of our combination license, a two-pole endorsement, and the Puget Sound crab endorsement. It's sold as an out-the-door price of $69.55, and the base fee is $60.50. But that $60.50 is split across a series of dedicated, non-restricted, and restricted accounts. So this, again, this rule is revenue neutral. It would just be shifting the proportion from what we've currently done, which is presented in license year 19 for Fish Washington, which is what we did is we absorbed the discount on the non-restricted side of the account. And what we're proposing, again, is to split it across all the different sub-accounts. And so in this example, the $3.88 would just be shifted from some of the other dedicated and restricted accounts and moved over to non-restricted, providing the agency more flexibility on what to do with that revenue. So revenue neutral, just changing how it's being assigned across the different accounts. So for license year 18, we sold 31,000 Fish Washington licenses. So this would essentially shift $120,000 per year to the non-restricted portion of the state wildlife account, and there would be some reductions, and you can kind of do the math. So like $25,000 would be shifted from Puget Sound crab, about $50,000 from two-pole. So, and with that, I'll pause to see if there's any questions.
I guess the only question that I would have, has there been any involvement with our customer base, our constituents? Do you think we're going to sell more licenses, or is this going to be a bookkeeping issue? How do you feel about that, Nate?
Mr. Chairman, this is a bookkeeping issue.
All right.
It really is.
I was afraid of that.
So I do have some other items to present that I think have to do with customer engagement and licenses and opportunities, but this is behind the scenes. I think it's a good business decision to try to optimize the use of non-restricted dollars.
Oh, Commissioner Thorburn has a question, and then Commissioner Baker, please.
Then Commissioner why are we having a start date of was it January 1st, 2017? Do we have combination packages before then that we're not going to do this with then? Why?
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. Commissioner Thorburn, has to do with all of the other license packages are already in statute. So the only one that we've developed in rule has been the one that's been created since 2017,
yeah,
which
okay.
is Fish Washington.
Thank
license.
You.
Commissioner Baker.
Thank you. Nate, as a general response, I'm fine with this approach. As a more sort of backing up approach, one of my things that I've raised pretty much every time we've talked budget is how complicated our budget is and how many accounts we have and probably how much money we spend doing this kind of fractionalization. And there's been a general consensus that we need to simplify our budget and maybe we need to go to a more centralized budget. And yet what I see is it going the other way. So is there any comment on that? Is there any way to make this simpler instead of more complicated?
Mr. Chairman, Vice Chair Baker, I do think this will allow the same level of revenue be used more in our flexible accounts, which is a good business decision. All of the other aspects as far as changing the dedicated and restricted requirements would require legislative engagement. There are stakeholder groups behind each one of those columns, and folks work really hard throughout the years to make sure that if there was a fee increase, that the fee increase was assigned to whatever area they were trying to support, whether it was hatchery production or Puget Sound enhancement or the recovery of crab gear. So we need to have a conversation that, yes, those activities are still important and will continue, but to simplify accounting structure, can we have more of these restricted accounts shift to the non-restricted side, essentially? But that's a conversation with the legislature.
Commissioner Keel?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So I'm just going to ask my question, then, and I'll give an example and ask for your response. I'm wondering, could we get sideways with the legislature if we dinker around with the funding and some of these endorsements? So let me give an example. It's probably not a good example. The Columbia River endorsement, right? So I know that's not been renewed, but that funding that was created by the legislature. And I assume there's other endorsements or special things that are created by the legislature. And they say, you shall use the money that you are raising with this endorsement for Columbia River management. So I guess my question is are we going to, if we move forward with this, would people in the legislature, some folks say, no, you guys shouldn't be doing this. We did this for a person. You're screwing around with our intent or our mission. So.
Thanks. Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Kehoe, a couple aspects. One, kind of going back to the deference of interpretation. So it might be that in a really worst-case scenario, we might get told otherwise. The example that you cited was, I think, partially why when the agency first established the Fish Washington license was to absorb the discount in the non-restricted side. But the other thing here is that with these discounted packages, our overall revenue is going up. So the amount of money going into each one of these accounts is better when we're offering a bundled license and it's discounted. Since the start of this fiscal year on July 1st, Fish Washington license sales has gone up 46%. So that's 46% hit to each one of those accounts that otherwise wouldn't have been there. So, and it's at a discounted price to the customer. So this is the win-win. Accounts are becoming more flush. This proposed rule optimizes the amount that's going into non-restricted, and the customer's getting a discounted license, and we're increasing volume.
So, I just wanted to check on that. We want to make sure that we work with our friends in the legislature, and we don't want to, unnecessarily get sideways with them. So I just wanted to get that question, and it sounds like you've thought about it, and if you're okay with it, then I don't have any reason to doubt it. So,
Commissioner Gridmill.
Well, I appreciate the increase in sales and the benefits of bundling and all that, but I don't know that you answered Commissioner Kehoe's question. Is that, are we redistributing dedicated funds? He used the endorsement as an example, and that was a dedicated fund that was to be used for specific purposes. And if we divide this up, are we potentially violating that trust of where that money is supposed to go? Does that make sense? Are you following me,
Mr. Chairman? Absolutely, Commissioner Graybill. That's okay. Exactly the kind of the nature of the policy call that we're presenting to you. It is revenue neutral, and is it, when you offer a discount, the alternative would be which account absorbs the discount? Because the base fee, the legislature also told us that money goes to non-restricted. The legislature told us money goes to Puget Sound crab endorsement. The legislature told us it goes to Tupole. Each one of those, the legislature provided instruction to.
Right.
Where do you absorb the discount? So the default would be we hold certain restricted accounts sacred and absorb the discount on the most flexible dollar amount that we have, or we spread it proportionally.
We do not have any participants who want to speak to this issue. I have not been given any sheets. This is not a decision today. Are you going to, what's your strategy now going forward to October? Do you want to drill down on this a little bit, or are you going to come to us with a firm strategy, or exactly where are we?
Mr. Chairman, I was planning to just bring this forward as a decision at your September 27th conference call.
Our conference call. Okay. Any objection or questions regarding that? Okay. Thank you, Nate. Number 9 is establishing the Get Outdoors.